Hi, Daddy.
Ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Air Force. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Ladies and gentlemen, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to the NFL opening drive. I'm your host, E-Dub. Wrapping up week 9 in the NFL, man. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Well, actually, more like this evening. Just going to run over these games in week 9. Going to get you caught up on the day's events. And we're going to get you guys ready for Sunday Night Football. Between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. But first of all, man, I know you guys are watching football. I know you guys have people on your fantasy teams. I want to hear from you. Let me know in the chat who were some of your game balls. Who are you giving the game ball to? Who balled out for you today on your fantasy team, on your team? Let me know who you're giving your game balls to, man. An exciting day of football. Now, we were supposed to go live at 7, but I was watching the end of the the Chargers and the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. An amazing game, man. An amazing game right there. The Raiders, they hold up the Chargers, man. 31-26, the last play of the game. The Chargers draw up a play for their backup tight end, Donald Parham. Throw a jump ball. It looks like he catches it. They're celebrating, but they go back to the replay and they wave it off. So, salute to the Raiders. The Raiders are now 4-3, taking care of the Chargers, who fall to 2-5, and just a really good game, man. In all actuality, all of these 4 o'clock games are some good games. We still have the Steelers and Cowboys knotted up. That's the game on my television right now. If you see me looking this way, I got the TV kind of to my left. So right now, the Dallas Cowboys are up 19-18, about 3.5 minutes in the fourth. And so we'll be updating that game as well as we go through these games. But again, this is the NFL opening drive. I'm your host, E-Dub. We haven't gone live in a while, so it's been about 3 weeks, and we've still been recording, but we haven't gone live because, you know, I've had some things to do on Sunday. So we've just been putting out the audio format of the show. We've been doing the podcast and getting that out for you guys. So if you've missed any of the shows, you can always catch them on I'm having a little brain fart. I was about to say Spreaker. We're not on Spreaker. We're on Spotify. Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts. Wherever you catch your podcast, that's where you can find us. We're on Anchor. We're on Stitcher. Come holler at your boy. Check out the podcast, and we would be greatly appreciated. Also, before we get into it, we want to invite you guys to connect with us on our social media platform. So a large part of what we do is on the social media front. So we want you to connect with our Facebook page, connect with our Twitter. And so our Twitter is at GT Radio. Let me see if I can find a banner. And let me see if I can put a banner up there. Our Twitter, for those who tweet, make sure you're following us on our Twitter, which is at GT Radio 1100. I'm gonna put that up in on the screen, and boom, there it goes. Our Twitter is GT Radio 1100. Make sure you follow that, and you'll be abreast onto all our tweets, all the stuff we have going on outside of football. And Looks like the Steelers scored, guys. I don't know, man. This one's going down to the wire. Pittsburgh is up 24-19, 2:15 left. And again, we're going to keep our eyes on that. So, without any further ado, so this is going to be kind of part one, guys. It's going to be kind of part one of the show. If you listen to the show in audio format, you know that we usually do two parts to the show. We do the live part where we kind of just recap the day. And then we do a second half, which we record usually on Monday morning. We include the Sunday night game. I give you my top five list, and we kind of go from there. So I think that is what we're going to do today. So we're going to call today part one. And if you're listening to the let me get that off of there. Well, I got the Bills and I'll keep that up on the screen. So if you are listening to the podcast, part two will be coming out on Monday morning. So we'll put it all together, make it a pretty little bow. And that's how we're going to do it. So I'm going to give you my top five, but you're going to have to wait until tomorrow to hear the top five on the audio podcast. So if you're watching this live, I'm sorry. Check out the audio pod. But I will tell you this, though. I will do this for you. Here's my top five from last week. If you missed last week's show, here's my top five from last week. My top five teams. And if you want explanations, listen to last week's pod. I'm not going to go into it. Last week's Power Five is this. I got the Ravens at number five. I got the Bucks at number four. Seattle at number three. The Steelers at number two. A lot of people had the Steelers as number one because they was undefeated. I still got Kansas City as my number one. We'll talk about that. We'll dive into that a little bit later. But that was my top five for last week. So hit me up in the chat. Let me know who your top five is. Who are your game balls for the week? Go ahead and put this Buffalo score up again. Buffalo and Seattle. Salute to the Buffalo Bills and their fan base, Bills Mania, Bills Mafia, whatever you call yourselves. 7-2, first time since 93. They played a whale of a game. Shout out to my guys, Raphael and the Intellectual. I was on a three-point conversion yesterday, and this was one of the games we picked. Had it dead wrong. I picked the Seattle Seahawks to win. Seattle's been playing good. Buffalo surprised me. I will say this. Buffalo surprised me. This team is ready. They're bona fide. You know, I need to start looking and see how I can get them in my top five, whose place they're going to take. And you can best believe there will be some movement because it's hard for me to look at this Buffalo team and say they're not a top five team, to be honest with you. I've been very critical of Josh Allen. Balled out today. He may even get one of our game balls. Josh Allen goes 415 yards, three touchdowns, no INTs. Ball only touched the ground seven times. Just a great game for the Bills. Very good defensively. Russell Wilson could never really catch his stride. And salute to the Buffalo Bills. Salute to Bills Nation. 7-2 for the first time since 1993. And if my memory serves me correctly, that was the year they went to the Super Bowl. So salute to them, man. Salute to Bills Mania. And we'll see what goes on for them for the rest of the season. Next up, the Tennessee Titans and the Chicago Bears. Shout out to my guys again because I did a radio show yesterday with my guys on the three-point conversion. Two Chicago guys, and of course, they picked the Bears to win. I picked Tennessee to win. And I'm not saying, I mean, this ain't me like rubbing it in or anything, but hey, Titans took care of business today. The Bears now have three straight losses. There's a lot of questions surrounding this Bears team all of a sudden. They got off to a very hot start, and they made the quarterback change. So what are the issues here? And I don't know because I didn't even watch a lot of these games. I don't watch this game per se. But I think you have quarterback issues. I think you have play calling issues. I think the defense is fine. I think they're solid. But something's not right with this team. Three straight L's in a row. They got to figure it out, man. They got to figure it out. Salute to the Tennessee Titans. The major difference in this game, because you didn't really have a big game from Derrick Henry. I don't even think he got 100 yards. I think he got like 68, 75 yards or whatever. Even Tannehill didn't really even do much. The difference in this game was the turnovers. The Bears had 2 turnovers. Tennessee had 0. Zilt. None. Nada. You can't turn the ball over more than your opponent and expect to win a football game. So Titans get the W, go to 6-2. The Bears, all of a sudden, look up. You're 5-4. They're quickly fading. And I tell you what, man, that team in Minnesota, they're a team that is starting to put it together. So it's starting to look very interesting in that division. But salute to the Titans for taking care of business today. They get the W. So 2 minutes left in that Pittsburgh and Dallas game. Let's see. Dallas is driving down the field, man. This is a great game to be watching live. But salute to their third string quarterback, man. We're going to talk about him a little bit later, man. But he's kind of proven his weight in gold. What's his name again? Garrett Gilbert. Salute to that young man, man. He's slinging that thing like he's not scared of the moment, you know. He's still no Dak Prescott, but it is what it is. Next up, we're going to go to the city of Atlanta. The city that I reside in. The city, I was about to say the blue city, but the blue state of Georgia. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But Falcons, take care of business against the Denver Broncos, man. Don't look now, but the Falcons are 3-1 under Raheem Morris, right? So you can say it was a coaching change. You can say just they just needed to get some things together. I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you. I only saw bits and pieces of it. Matt Ryan had a very efficient day, 25 of 35, 284, 3 touchdowns, only 1 pick, spreaded the ball around, and I know Julio caught a TD, 2 other young guys caught TDs. Very good win for this Falcons team. Now, it got a little scary towards the end because, of course, the Falcons took about like a 14, 15-point lead into the fourth quarter. And that quickly vanished in typical Falcons fashion. But they hold on, get the victory. And don't look now, the Falcons have quietly won 3-1 in their last 4 games. Not saying that they're going to be division winners or anything, but now they have proven that, look, man, we're not as bad as you think we were coming out of the gate. So you know, I'm not going to give him too much credit because, you know, I live in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Florida guy. So, you know, it is what it is. But salute to them for winning today against the Denver Broncos, excuse me, who I feel are not a very good, not a very good football team. But that's not the Falcons' fault. Let's see. Let's give an update on these 4 o'clock games on the screen. It looks like missed a field goal. Somebody missed a field goal between Miami and Arizona. Arizona missed a field goal, and Dallas and Pittsburgh are still battling. A great game that is going on right now as we speak. Let's go to Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens take care of the Indianapolis Colts 24-10. Salute to one Mr. Lamar Jackson. He ties Dan Marino with the best start by a QB ever since, I believe it was 2018 when he took over the starting job for the Baltimore Ravens. He is 25-5. That's pretty good. Like, that's pretty good. Salute to Lamar Jackson. The only knock about Lamar Jackson is he just hasn't won the big games. And I think that for Lamar, I think that that is the next step in his maturation, right? And he had a decent game today. He went for 170. Very efficient throwing the ball, right? Very efficient throwing the ball. 19 of 23. That means you're throwing the ball 23 times and only 4 times it touches the ground. So salute to Lamar. I think he had, 170 in the air, 58 on the ground and a touchdown. Salute to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Take care of a Colts team that is actually better than I thought. I look down at the record. I'm like, yo, this team is 5-3. Like, I did not know that they were 5-3. I mean, they were like 5-2 before today, obviously, before they took the L. But I didn't realize that they were 5-2, 5-3. So, obviously, I'm going to have to take a look at these Colts and see what they got going on in Indianapolis. But the Ravens take care of business, move to 6-2. I kind of figured, and I was talking to my guys yesterday about this, I kind of figured that Lamar was going to rebound after that loss from last week. You know, guys don't like to lose, man. And the thing about the NFL, when you lose a football game, you have 6 days to just sit there and stew on that loss, right? You're watching film. You're hearing people in the media. You're hearing people talk crap about you. You have 6 days to just hear all of that. So I kind of figured they would get back on the snide today and take care of business. I still have the Ravens as one of my top-tier teams. When I put up my top five, you'll see exactly where they fall, if they are still in the top five. if they are still in the top five. But you'll just have to keep on listening to see who will be in the top five later on in the show. Speaking of top five, let me see if I can get this next game pulled up. I thought I already had it in here. Let's see. Kansas City. I wanted to go to the Kansas City game. I don't see it in here, but that's not a problem because I can just put it in there. Kansas City Chiefs. And hold on. Let me get that on the screen for you guys watching to give you guys the visual. The Kansas City Chiefs took care of business today against the Carolina Panthers, 33-31. And I will tell you this. I was watching the Red Zone channel, and they were showing a lot of this game, and this was a very good game. The Panthers played the Chiefs extremely well. Of course, they got their guy back today, Christian McCaffrey, who had a really good game. But the Chiefs, man, it wasn't even so that they was playing around with them. It was just that Carolina came out. They came out on defense, making plays, hitting hard. But at the end of the day, that man, Patrick Mahomes, he's just a different beast, y'all. He is just a different beast. Goes for 4 more touchdowns today. And here's the thing. Here's the thing about Patrick Mahomes. Here's where we are with Patrick Mahomes. He goes for 372 yards and 4 touchdowns. And I think, does he deserve a game ball, or is this kind of just a normal day at the office, you know, for him? Does he deserve a game ball, or is this just another day at the office? But going to give out some game balls just a tad bit later. If you're in the chat, go ahead and hit me up. Who were your game balls? Who balled out for you today? Who helped your fantasy team? Who helped your team? Let me know, and we'll give them a game ball as well when we hand out some game balls. A little bit later on, but the Chiefs take care of business with the Carolina Panthers. The Chiefs go to 8-1, and the Panthers fall to 3-6. So, a good win for the Chiefs. As a Bucks fan, I appreciate y'all for taking care of business against the Chiefs. It's always good. Let me tell you something. It's always good to see divisional foes lose football games. And that's just, I mean, you could call that petty, but it is what it is, man. This segment is brought to us by Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Custom jewelry shipped quickly to your doorstep. Every piece will be uniquely yours. You can get the Tillman's Trinkets and Things from our website, thehawksbeat.com. Just click on their banner, Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Shout out to our guy, Jonathan. He's done great work. He's made pieces for my daughter, for my son, for myself. Check out the folks over at Tillman's Trinkets and Things. If you watched the show, if you listened to the show last week, you heard me talk about Dalvin Cook and how he cooked my fantasy team last week by scoring like 50-something odd fantasy points with the game he had last week. And then my guy had the nerve to also have DK Metcalf on his team. I think I lost that fantasy game by close to 100 points. Like, and I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think it may have been 100. It may have actually been more than 100 points. So the obvious question is, could Dalvin Cook do it again? The obligatory answer is yes. That man went off again today for over 200 yards on the ground, 22 carries, 206 yards, and two touchdowns. Dalvin Cook is playing some phenomenal football. That's all you need to know about this game right here. Okay, so we can talk about Cousins. He threw three touchdowns. But the way that this man opened up that running game and opened up that offense for the Vikings, this offense is not about Kirk Cousins. This offense is about Dalvin Cook. The man goes for 200 yards again on the ground, two more TDs. I didn't even check his receiving stats. And the thing about it is, he's becoming that guy where he's becoming a complete back. So if I were to pull up the box score, and let me see if I can pull up the box score real quick. I'm willing to bet that he had at least three or four catches for about 50 or 60 yards or something, because he's becoming not just a guy that you're going to run, but he's becoming a guy that you're going to throw to out of the backfield. Let me pull it up. There we go. Two catches for 46 yards. That's almost 100 yards catching out of the backfield. This guy is just a playmaker, and he's a guy that you just want on your football team. Salute to Dalvin Cook. Definitely going to be a candidate for one of our game balls when we give them out a little bit later on. But Vikings get the dub over the Lions. They run to 3-5 and allow the Lions fall to 3-5. So I think we'll do tomorrow when we do our last segment. We'll take a look at the standings and see exactly where we are after 8 weeks of actually 9 weeks of football. We're past the halfway point, and we're going to take a look at the standings a little bit later on in the second half of the show. And just kind of look at the standings and see where everybody stands, because we're past the halfway start, man. So time to start eyeing these playoff seedings and time to look at the matchups and see how this thing might shake up, man. And in the game that probably the game, every time I see an NFC East game with two NFC East opponents, I just start to laugh. And I mean that in the most, I don't know, man. It's just NFC East. It's just, we all know what it is this year. The New York Giants get the win today because somebody had to win, right? I mean, they could have tied, but in all actuality, somebody had to win today. And that somebody was the New York Giants. They win 23-20 over the Washington football team. This is still kind of a upset because I think Washington was favored by like 2.5 or something like that. Yeah, like I don't even know how you do a line on two teams that have only won like two ball games. Giants are 2-7. Washington football team is 2-6. And what you need to know about this game is Alex Smith came into the game and threw three interceptions. That's a big difference between three touchdowns, three interceptions. But yeah, he turned the ball over a lot. Daniel Jones kind of came back to earth. I don't know what it is about Daniel Jones, because Thursday night when he played against us, when he played against the Buccaneers, he was looking like Joe Montana. Aside from the two interceptions that he threw, but he comes back down and just has, I mean, he has an okay game. There was nobody on that Giants team that really stuck out as far as had a great offensive day. I mean, you got the win today, so congratulations to the New York Football Giants. Enjoy Victory Monday, man. Enjoy Victory Monday. I'm not going to take that from you. And another game of two teams that are kind of in the cellar, the Texans and the Jaguars. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I watched some of this game. And of course, on Sundays, I watch the Red Zone. So I pretty much am watching all of the games. Texans took care of business. Deshaun Watson did what he had to do to win the ball game. Two touchdowns, no interceptions, 280 yards. Pretty much a good day for Deshaun. They paid him the money, and that's what they want to see from him. You're going up against a Jaguars team that was 1-6, but yeah, man, you gotta beat the Jaguars. You have to beat the Jaguars, and that's exactly what they did. They do, and they move up to 2-6. So this was a game of two bad football teams, but salute to Houston, man. We're not gonna take nothing away from y'all. Victory Monday is Victory Monday. Salute to the Texans. They will be enjoying Victory Monday. So that is what it is. And I think that runs down all of the 1 o'clock games. So, if you got a game ball that you guys want to give out, go ahead and put in the chat. We'll shout them out. Any game balls for the week, anybody that helped your fantasy team, we'll get those too. And let's just recap quickly as some of these 4 o'clock games have gone final. We started the show talking about the Raiders and the Chargers. I didn't mean to click on that. The Raiders and the Chargers. The Raiders hold on for the victory, 31-26. A very, very exciting game. All of these 4 o'clock games down to the wire, and it looks like we finally have a final out in Dallas between the Steelers and the Cowboys. And it looks like Pittsburgh is going to hold on for that victory, 24-19, making them still the only undefeated team in the NFL at 8-0. Dallas Cowboys are going to fall to 2-7. But I will say this, man, those Cowboys put up a valiant effort. They put up a valiant effort. Salute to Garrett Gilbert, 13 for 20 in the game, threw one touchdown. Hold on, it's refreshing, so let me make sure I got his up-to-date stats on the game. But Gilbert, I want to call him Gilbert Godfrey. His name is Gilbert Godfrey. Garrett Gilbert, that's almost a tongue twister. It's almost a tongue twister. But takes care of business today. The Steelers I'm talking about, of course. And they remain undefeated, man, undefeated. And one thing about this game, I was watching this game, and I had to ask myself, where exactly are they playing? Because I'm looking in the stands, and I'm seeing a whole lot of terrible towels. Pittsburgh, of course, is one of the NFL's one of their storybook teams, and people have been cheering for the Steelers since the 1970s, you know, so they're always going to travel well. But I didn't expect for them to travel that well to like Dallas. So, like I was saying, the final stat line on Garrett Gilbert, 21-38, 243 yards, touchdown and a pick, 72 rating. Not bad for a third string guy starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He looked pretty decent, you know. It's going to be interesting to see as he moves forward. I think they might have something with the Gilbert kid, but you're going to have to get him more help on the ground. They did rush for 144 yards on the ground as a team, which is really good. So you can't even say he didn't have a running game. Ezekiel Elliott had 18 carries on 51 yards. He's got to get it together, man. And they fall short just a little bit. So, of course, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see what our guy Shannon Sharp has to say about the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. And, of course, our guy Stephen A. Smith, because, you know, they love to talk about those Dallas Cowboys. Also, let me see if I can pull up the other 4 o'clock game. These games are updating as I'm broadcasting. So the Dolphins take care of the Arizona Cardinals 34-31. A good game, another good game. All three of these 4 o'clock games were a really good game. Salute to our guy Tua. Let me see if I can pull up his stat sheet. I don't like saying his last name because I can't really say it that well, right? So I just call him Tua. 248 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Kyler Murray, man, he's quickly becoming one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league. It goes for 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, rushes for 106 yards and a touchdown. Kyler Murray is like that dude, man. Kyler Murray is that dude. And I'm tempted to give him a game ball even in defeat, but I don't know, man. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Should I give him a game ball? Should I give him a game? I'm going to go ahead and give him a game ball. Even in defeat, he is going to get my first game ball of the week. Kyler Murray, 21 of 26. That ball only touched the floor 5 times. 21 of 26, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, rushed for 106 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, you came up short, man. But look, man, you balled out today, bro. You balled out today. And I will say this about these Miami Dolphins. There's been a lot of talk about these Dolphins and whether they should have started 2 or not. These last 2 games, they're 2-0. That defense is for real. Do you hear me? The defense is for real, y'all. It is for real. Not saying that they're going to run away with this division. But the division is up for grabs, man. Buffalo's going to be hard to catch, but Miami's right there with them. They keep on putting these wins together. We just going to have to see. So let me go ahead and give out my second game ball of this afternoon, well, this evening. Josh Allen, and I mentioned this earlier, that I've been highly critical of Josh Allen. Not really highly critical, more so just skeptical. More so just skeptical of Josh Allen, and you know, like, yo, man, you just gotta show me a little bit more. Today he showed he did what he had to do. 415 yards, and not 400, no, 400. 415 yards, 3 touchdowns. And a win against one of the top tier teams in the league. This Buffalo team is for real. So we're going to give a game ball to one Mr. Josh Allen. Salute to you today, sir. Enjoy Victory Monday. Great game today. Final game ball we're going to give out this evening, guys, is for the second week in a row. And I think I got to go back and check the archives. And see exactly how many game balls we don't give. we have given to the Dalvin Cook. Again, y'all, 22 carries, 206 yards and 2 TDs. They get a victory for the second week in a row. Dalvin Cook is unequivocally the best running back in the NFL right now. And, yeah, man, he's just running that thing. Salute to his offensive line, the play calling, whatever they're doing, man, is working. Like, it is working. So, yeah, that's the final game ball for today. Let's talk a little Sunday night and Monday night football. So the two matchups that we have tonight in about apply kickoff and apply a little bit under an hour. We have the New Orleans Saints traveling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the line is Buccaneers by like 3.5. Should be an interesting game today. So here are some of the storylines. Of course, in week one, the Saints got the victory on the Bucs. Bucs didn't look too good in week one. Tom Brady was a little off. And it was kind of expected. You know, it was his first game with a new team. In, you know, damn near 20 years. So, of course, things weren't going to be clicking as he would like. But Tom Brady, I think there was a stat that said Tom Brady is, I think, 19 or it was something in like 0 against 19 or 20 and 0 against teams. Against teams trying to sweep him, like, you know, being swept having two losses in a season against a team. Like, that rarely happens to Tom. Of course, for some of those of us that like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that brings us some joy because we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to get swept by the Saints. I do believe we have a better football team. I do believe that that defense is the calling card of that team. As much as Tom Brady is getting all of the talk, I believe that that defense, Mr. Devin White, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name. Our linebacker, Levante David. Those guys are some dogs. JPP, Ndamukong Suh, all of those guys, Shaquille Barrett, all of those guys on the defensive side of the ball. That is the story of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Drew Brees had a little shoulder story, a little shoulder issue this week. I don't think it's anything serious, but he's going to be good to go. And so it's going to be interesting. You're going to have to stop that Kamara kid because he is a ball player. He is a ball player. I got the Bucs winning tonight by at least 3 points, hopefully seven. And hopefully they'll be able to get their get back tonight on Sunday Night Football. The Monday night game is the Patriots and the Jets. Yes, I know, a snooze fest. Give me the Patriots. I mean, they've been playing some terrible football. But one remedy for playing some terrible football is having the Jets come to town. Congratulations, New England. You get the Jets. So this concludes part one of the NFL opening drive. We'll record the next segment in the morning and update the Sunday night game, give you a little preview of the Monday night game, and anything that we may have missed, we'll update you on that. Remember to follow our Twitter and our Facebook. Our Twitter is at GT Radio 1100. The opening drive is part of the Game Time Radio Network. And we appreciate you guys for checking us out. Stay tuned for part two of the opening drive. And we'll see you guys when we see you. Peace and love.
Hi, Daddy.
Ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there for. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Lou, you're my boy!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to the bonus segment of the NFL opening drive, week nine wrap-up show with your boy E-Dub. Just real quick, guys, just wrapping up the show. I appreciate you guys listening thus far. If you watched the game Sunday night, I know. I'm going to take my lumps. The New Orleans Saints made short work of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. It really was an embarrassment to all of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their players, their families, their friends, their fans. That was just a good old-fashioned butt-whooping. Kudos to the New Orleans Saints. They are now on top of that division, and the Buccaneers are going to have to take a long look in the mirror and figure out who it is they want to be and what type of football team they want to be. I still think they're in good shape at 6-3, but there is some soul searching they got to do. And when you lose a game like that, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I made it to halftime. It was a bludgeoning. So salute to the Saints, and going to have to move on. So tonight, there is the Patriots and the New York Jets. I'm going to roll with the Patriots, although I don't think that the Patriots are really that good of a football team. But one thing I do know, the Jets are a terrible football team. The Patriots are 2-5. Jets are 0-8. But real quick, before we get up out of here, man, I just want to give you guys my top five power rankings as of week 9 in the NFL. Excuse me. We'll start with number 5. Actually, this team has been in the top 5. It just drops a little bit. It's the Baltimore Ravens. I have them at 5. I had them at 4 last week, but they're checking in at the number 4 spot. I mean, the number 5 spot this week. Excuse me. 6-2. They got to win this week. But the number 4 team, new to the top 5, is the Buffalo Bills. I had to get them in there. I'm jumping them over the Ravens because they have a very impressive win over the Seattle Seahawks. The Bills are 7-2 for the first time since 1993. So I'm jumping them over the Ravens for the 4th spot on my power rankings. I'm holding Seattle still for the time being because I'm not one of those reactionary guys that believe just because you lose, you have to fall in the power rankings. I still think that this is the 3rd best team in the NFL. And of course, my top 2 has not changed. Pittsburgh, they are still undefeated. And the Chiefs are 8-1. And I still have them, despite the 1 loss, over the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we can argue about that. We can debate about that if you want. But that is just how I see it. Make sure you are following the Game Time Radio Show on Twitter, GTR1100. I'm sorry, the Game Time Radio Network. The Game Time Radio Network. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at GT Radio 1100. That is our Twitter and our Instagram, and you can follow us on Facebook as well. So hope you guys have a great and amazing day. We will see you next Sunday, same bat place, same bat time. We'll see you when we see you. Peace and love.